非常高兴能够再次回到教会一起来敬拜。
And I'm so happy to be here to worship with you again.
感谢主有这样的机会能够跟我的家人一起有一个一两个礼拜的一个假期，在台湾有一段旅行的时间。
And I thank God for giving me this opportunity to spend some time with my family in Taiwan.
全家的一起的旅游是一个很有意思，也很蒙神祝福的一个旅游。
And to be able to travel with your family actually is a very blessed event.
虽然我们两个女儿都已经大了。
And although my two daughters are grown,
但是一起的时候会更能够彼此更加的那个 bonding 那个连在一起的感觉就会更加的一个深入。
And when we were together, the bonding time is actually very precious.
所以我们家庭我们需要是我们教会最基本的一个单位。
So actually, the family is the foundation in the church.
所以在家庭里面我们要怎么样能够让这个家庭是一起的来服侍主的一个家庭。
And how can we come to serve God, within the family?
所以我们继续的为我们每一个家庭来献上我们的祷告。
So let's pray for our families, in the church.
不但是家庭我们能够是一个能够一个有信心有信仰也能够是爱主爱神的一个家庭。
And not only that we have faith in the family, also we love God.
也让我们的家庭能够成为别人的一个祝福。
And also our family can be the blessings to others.
好我们开始前我们做一个祷告。
And let's pray before, we start the sermon.
天父我们感谢你
Father God, we thank you.
谢谢你让我们在这么样一个清晨的时候我们到你的殿里面来一起来敬拜你
Thank you that we are able to come to your temple to worship you this morning.
阿爸父啊你是我们的天上的父你是我们的主
And you are our Father and you are our God.
愿一切的荣耀归给你
May all the glories belong to you.
愿我们今天在这里不论我们的诗歌我们的信息我们所祷告的我们所一起的在我们敬拜的时候我们愿意主你帮助我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你
And when we are here worship you whether in songs or in any form that may you help us to worship you in spirit and in truth
让我们在这里所孩子所要传讲你的信息求你圣灵的带领
And for the message that I am about to convey may you guide me
愿主你加添力量
May you give me strength
我们感谢你
And we thank you
求你听我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名
And hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
好我们在这个今年的时候我们看到我们在去年我们定了一个五年的一个就是我们教会的一个主题。
And last year we set a goal for the next 5 years.
那么我们主题是做主门徒，以死人做主门徒。
And our theme is to become the disciple of God and also leading others to becoming the disciples as well.
那么我们把每一年我们可能重点的地方我们列出来。
And that also we're trying to put a focus for the coming 5 years.
那么今年我们是讲到祈祷的大能。
And this year we are concentrating on the power of prayer.
我不晓得在今年整个的过程中间现在已经到了11月了。
And this is already November for this year.
我们对祷告的认识是不是更进一步了
?And do we know prayer even deeper?
我们是不是更愿意花时间来祷告
?Are we willing to spend more time to pray?
这是我鼓励我们弟兄姐妹继续的在祷告上面来下功夫。
And I want to encourage you to continue to pray and continue to improve in this area.
实在是让我们看见祷告的大能。
So that we may see the power of prayer.
刚才长老在祷告的时候我们看到 Pastor Ku
and when our elders just pray and pray for Pastor Ku
他一两年前也做过一个手术
and back 1 or 2 years ago he had an operation
是看见神的手来扶持来看顾来医治他
And we see God's hand hold him up and also healed him.
那么他现在在家里面，我们继续为他祷告。他还有一些这个呼吸上的一些问题。
And he just returned home, and we're going to continue to pray for him, and he has some breathing issues.
啊，求神啊，完全的医治他。
And may God heal him completely.
那今年我们，明年我们的一个主题。
So the focus, the theme for next year
是做主门徒。我们重点是在科目主的话。
Is to become his disciple, to be hunger and thirst for his word.
所以祷告和读神的话是我们基督徒生活中间每天都不可缺少的。
So prayer and study the word of God is something that we need to do every day.
也是我们做门徒所必须做的一些事情。
And also they are the must for a disciple.
所以我盼望我们弟兄姐妹在这个部分，我们明年我们有一个好的一个读经的计划。
So I really hope that we will have a good plan to study the Bible, study the word for next year.
我们巴不得每一个弟兄姐妹，我们能够真的是一年能够把圣经读完一遍。
And I wish all of you can study the Bible, the whole Bible in one year.
我们感谢主。
And I thank God.
刚才也提到了，祷告中也提到了，我们18号是37周年的一个教会37周年的一个庆祝的一个聚会。
And I just mentioned that on the 18th of November is the celebration of our church's 35th year's anniversary.
请大家预留这个时间。
And I ask you to reserve this time.
而且也请大家为这个聚会祷告。
And also pray for this this event.
还有我们正也准备发行一个35周年的特刊。
And also we're going to have a publication for this anniversary.
有一些弟兄姐妹他已经愿意来写。
And there are some brothers and sisters willing to offer their articles.
我们鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹，年轻的朋友们都可以来写一篇，能够整个来纪念教会过去神在我们教会的恩典。
And I encourage all, especially young people, to write something out and to celebrate this anniversary.
也献上我们对神的感恩。
And to offer our thanksgiving to God.
好，刚才我们已经读到了这个马太福音四章十九节。
And we just recite the scripture, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19.
那么这里主要是我们今天这个题目是讲到什么叫做门徒啊。
And today our theme is, what is the definition of a disciple?
何谓门徒呢？
So what is a disciple?
我们有时候信主以后，我们对这个门徒的这个观念有时候会不是那么清楚。
And many times when we become a Christian, we're not sure what a disciple means.
门徒这个词在新约圣经里面大概提到250次以上。
And in the New Testament, there are about 250 occasions that mention disciple.
但是基督徒只提过三次的事。
And yet, there are only three mentions of Christian.
而且他第一次提到的时候，就是所指就是耶稣的门徒。
And actually, the first mention is talking about the disciple of Jesus.
所以在安提阿的时候，这些门徒在那边，那些其他的这些外邦人或不信的人，就称这些门徒是基督徒。这是第一次提到基督徒。
So, back in the Antioch, the common address for the believer.Is the believer of Jesus, who is disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们看到过去教会的这些过去的教会几十年的一个教会的历史。
And when we see the church history,
不只是我们教会，也包含其他的华人的教会。
Not only just our church and other Chinese Christian church as well.
那么也当然也包括一些西方的教会。
And of course,
美国教会
other churches.
那么这教会并没有真正来训练所谓的基督徒成为门徒。
And there was not a very organized training for discipleship.
那么对于一个本来想要变成为一个基督徒的人
，And for those who want to become a believer，
那么作为一个门徒，或是作为一个要成为门徒这个念头，可能都不觉得是一个必要的。
And not many people deem it's important to become a disciple。
所以一个信主的人，可能他不需要丝毫的长进。
So for a believer that they don't feel like they need to improve，
也不需要说向做门徒这个目标来前进。
Or they don't need to pursue the goal to become a disciple。
他仍然可以安心的来做他自己这个所谓的基督徒。
And they can still be just a believer。
今天我们从很多过去的资料来看，有很多决志信主的人。
And if we look into the statistic, and we see that many believers,
那么以为自己是有这个权利可以选择，
and they feel that they have the right to choose.
他们选择要不要选择成为一个门徒呢？
And they can choose to whether they want to become a disciple.
可能他不愿意选择成为一个门徒。
And they may not choose that.
所以我们可以说，有人说教会里面很多不做门徒的门徒。
And so in the church there are a lot of people decide not to become a disciple。
那也就是说，现在我们看到教会中间常常有很多的问题出现。
And that's why there are a lot of issues arise。
所以你可以回头追溯到，也就是说这些很多我们的弟兄姐妹会众们，他们就没有决定要跟随耶稣。
And the problem may lie down because they were never trying to pursue to become a disciple.
所以今天这个马太福音四章十九节，耶稣对他们说。
So today's scripture, Jesus said this to his disciples.
他说：“来跟从我。
”And come follow me.
我要叫你们。
I want to teach you
得人如得鱼一样
to be fishers of man。
那么这个中间我们看到对门徒的一个特征和一个定义可以看出来。
And so here we can see how Jesus defined disciple。
那么我们看这一段这么一节经文，我们把它分作三个可以看出是一座门徒的一个重点或是特征来看。
So from this one scripture that we can see three points in it.
这节经文我们一起再来念一遍哈。今天我们要念三段，所以念三遍哈，只有一节经文。
So let's recite this scripture again and three times.
我希望你能够把这节经文背起来。
And I actually hope that you would memorize this verse.
好，我们一起来念这个四章十九节。
And Matthew chapter 4:19.
预备来，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”啊，是很短的一个经文，应该是可以背得下来哈。
And this is a very short scripture, so we should have no problem to memorize it.
好，这三个部分就是把这个经文把它这个分出三个重要的部分。第一个就是来跟从我。
And the first main point is to follow me.
第二个就是我们要叫你们，我要叫你们，就是耶稣要叫我们。
And the second portion is I will teach you.
那么第三点就是得人如得鱼一样。
And that to be a fishers of man.
也就是可以从这里看到，假如说我们是一个真的耶稣的门徒。
And from here we can see that if we are the true disciple of Jesus.
耶稣他呼召西门和这个安德烈的时候怎么讲这句话。
And when he called out to Peter and Andrew, and how did he say this?
今天同样耶稣对我们来讲这个话。
And today, Jesus said the same thing to us.
所以一个真门徒他是必定要跟随耶稣的。
So for a true disciple that he must follow Jesus.
那么他会被耶稣所来转化。
And that he will be turned around by Jesus.
那个也能够让我们这些跟随他人加入耶稣的使命。
And also so that we may become part of that great commission.
所以这三点是很清楚在这个经文里面所看到。
So we can see these three points very clearly.
好，我们就来看看第一个重点。
So let's look into this first point.
耶稣说：“来跟从我。”
And Jesus says, "Follow me."
耶稣的作为耶稣的门徒，我们就必须要跟从耶稣了。
And to be his disciple, we must follow him.
那么所谓跟从，就是耶稣在前面领导我们。
And that means that that he guides us in front of us.
我们在后面跟从耶稣。
And we follow him behind him.
那么跟从的意思就是代表我们承认、接受耶稣是我们的主。
And when we follow him, that means that we admit that he is our Lord.
也是我们生命中的主宰。
And he is the in control of our lives.
主他带领并引导我们。
And he lead us and guide us.
我们就回应他的带领和他的指导。
And we respond to his leading and guiding.
所以跟随耶稣就承认耶稣他在前头引导我们。
And when we follow him, that means we want him to be the leader.
我们必须把自己放在他之后。
And that we must follow him.
但是我们看到，我们有时候想到自己，常常我们做一些事情，我们是在前面领导。
And that sometimes we see that we become the leader.
我们里面的自我还是要走在耶稣的前面。
And the self centeredness still dictate us to be ahead of Jesus.
所以我们要凡事，我们要寻求耶稣的心意。
So for anything, we need to seek for His will.
既然我们要跟随他
，and if we want to follow Him,
所以我们就必须要知道他要我们怎么走。
And we must know how He wants us to go.
约翰福音十二章二十六节讲到。
And in John chapter 12 and 26,
他说：“若有人要服侍我
，and for those who want to serve me,
就当跟从我。”
And that should follow me.
我在哪里
？And wherever I go.
服侍我的人也要在那里。
And for those who serve me need to be there.
若有人服侍我。
And for those who serve me.
我父必尊重他。
And Father will respect him.
所以这里很清楚表示说，耶稣去哪里，我们就跟他去哪里。
So here very clearly saying that wherever Jesus goes, we need to go.
那么我们服侍的人也要在哪里
？And also, that's what we will serve.
我们有些弟兄姐妹或者是信主的人，我们觉得当我们接受耶稣做我们的救主和我们生命的主宰的时候
，And for those of us, when we believe in Jesus and accept Jesus to be our Savior,
主耶稣会实现我们的计划
，And
我们的愿望
，And He will help us to accomplish our goal.
对我们生命中的计划，耶稣会实现。
And true that he will help us to accomplish those.
这个想法我们想可能是很大的一个错误。
And a lot of times this is wrong thinking.
因为耶稣在这里意思是说，门徒是认识他并且跟从他的人。
And here Jesus says that if you know me and you follow me.
过去我们是自己做主了。
And in the past that we are our own master.
我们心里面我们是我们自己在那个宝座上面。
And we are actually that in our heart that we are the one sitting on the throne.
当我们决定要信耶稣的时候
，When we decide to believe in Jesus.
我们已经从我们自己宝座上下来了。
And we actually stepping down from that throne.
耶稣基督他坐在我们的宝座上面。
And it is Jesus who supposed to sit on that throne.
他要掌管我们的一生。
And he will control our lives.
所以我们看到第一个跟从耶稣就是耶稣的门徒。那么门徒的这个特征就是说，我们在头脑上、理智上，我们接受了耶稣。
So when we follow Jesus, that means in our mind and in our heart that we want to follow Jesus.
当然，感情上、情绪上，我们也有些参与。
And of course, we a lot of times our we will be involved emotionally.
所以我们接受耶稣，在理智上面，我们就晓得他现在明白，他才是掌管我们生活的一个主。
So in our minds, we need to understand that he is the one in control.
他是我们的领导。
And he is our leader.
他是我们的主人。
And he is our master.
跟从耶稣的邀请。
And that we need to follow him.
耶稣说跟从我，来跟从我。
And when he say follow me.
所以他的邀请就是表示我们来学习并且能够相信关于耶稣的这些真理。
And this is his invitation for us to understand his truth.
那这样就会让我们的头脑知识上面，我们就会这些层次上面就会有所改变。
And in that way, in our minds and in our knowledge, that we were starting to change.
就像我们刚才讲的，我们以前是以我们自己为主。
And just like I said before, before that, we are our own master.
我们不认识这位神。
And we do not know God.
我们以为我们所做的计划，我们所想的事情是最好的，最对我们最有帮助的。
And we thought that everything we do, everything we think is the best for us.
但是我们看到当我们头脑上认识这位耶稣基督，明白他，认识他的真理的时候，
And yet, when we're starting to know God and know his truth,
原来我们以为是最好的，
And we thought it was the best.
但是在神看，他给你是更好的东西。
And in God's view, he is trying to give us a better thing.
所以这里我们看到在头脑上的这个知识理性的层面我们有所改变。
So that we see that we need to have a change in our minds.
那么第二个重点我们看一下，我要叫你们。
And the second point is I will make you.
这里耶稣说来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And here Jesus says follow me and I will make you the fishers of men.
我要叫你们就是耶稣基督他要叫我们了。
And here, I means Jesus.
这里就说到我们生命的一个所谓转化的一个过程，变化的一个过程。
And here is talking about a life change.
那么做门徒当然包括让耶稣基督来塑造我们那个内心，塑造我们的心灵。
And to be a disciple means that we're willing to let Jesus to nourish our hearts.
使我们能够更像耶稣。
So that we may be more like Jesus.
所以耶稣邀请我们跟从他。
So when Jesus invites us to follow him.
并且耶稣说我会叫你们得人如得鱼。
And he also said that I will make you the fishers of men.
所以我们身为耶稣的门徒，我们会被耶稣来改变。
And as a disciple that we will be changed by Jesus.
所以不只是我们刚才提到我们理智上我们有改变。
So not only our hearts will be changed.
那么跟从基督，我们不但在理智上我们决定要跟从了。
Not only our minds, we made our minds up to follow Jesus.
那我们在我们的心里面、心灵里面，在我们的感情上，我们也开始有了转化。
In our hearts, that we were starting to change.
所以我们看到当这个故事我们都这一段经文我们整段经文我们其实以前都读过。
And we have, I'm sure that we have all read this scripture before.
那么在耶稣他邀请安德烈和彼得之后呢
And after Jesus made invitation to Peter and Andrew.
他其实已经暗示他要带他们做些什么事。
He has already hinted what he wanted them to do.
那么门徒会借着圣灵的能力被耶稣来改变。
And through the power of Holy Spirit, that the disciple will be changed.
也就是说，主会把我们能够转化、转变一心，转变成新的。
And in other words, that we will be changed as a new creature.
所以在我们刚信主的弟兄姐妹刚信主的时候做见证。
And for those of you just become a believer.
所以他们通常会写若有人在基督里他就是新造的人。
And when you testify and a lot of times you say that in Jesus and you are a new creature.
旧事已过都成了新的。
And all old things are past and everything is new.
所以主会当我们愿意跟从他的时候，主会让我们的整个转化，我们变成一切都变成新的了。
So when we are willing to follow Jesus and we will be changed.
也就是跟当初西门跟彼得西门彼得跟安德烈他们开始跟随这个耶稣的时候会成为不同的一个人了。
And just like Peter and Andrew, they have changed.
所以在这个经文里面罗马书8章29节。
So in the scripture, in the Romans 9:28-29.
所以在这里说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And for those who are predestined, and he would make them as a son of God.
所以你看到这里是效法他儿子的模样。
And so here saying that to do as Jesus do.
那么我们被主所拣选，在创世以前我们就被他拣选。
And we actually were chosen before the foundation of the world.
所以这里说预先定下效法他儿子的榜样。
So this is a predestined means.
而且我们跟耶稣，我们他是长子，我们是被收养的儿女儿子。
And Jesus is the son, and we are the adopted sons and daughters.
所以这是一个何等的荣耀，成为神的儿女。
And this is such a honorable thing to become the children of God.
同样，另外一节经文我就不列出来，在格林多后书3:17-18.
And there's another scripture in the Second Corinthians in chapter 3.
我念一下，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成。
And for those of us to see the reflection of God, then we are the newborn of God's Son.
所以神会将我们转化成一个主的形状。
So God will actually change our images.
也让我们能够荣上加荣。
And so that we have glory upon glory.
所以这里我们看见我们是何等的一个蒙福的一个人。
So we can see we are such a blessed people.
那么从圣经所告诉我们的，在创世以前，神就拣选了我们这些人。
And Bible says that before the creation of the world that he had chosen us.
所以在这里我们看到神怎么样能够，耶稣基督当我们跟随他，他怎么样转化我们的生命。
So we see that if we follow him and he will change us.
所以门徒第二个重点我们看到就是说是灵命上对圣灵的一个回应。
And we can see that, that how disciples respond spiritually.
那么这个当然是指心灵的一个层面了。
And this is their spirit in their spiritual level.
所以我们信主，我们跟随耶稣，做他的门徒，我们晓得我们怎么样回应圣灵在我们心里面跟我们讲话，我们怎么样来回应。
And so when we become his disciple, and that teaches us how to respond spiritually.
所以在人的心灵的层面，我们接受了基督的话语，并且让圣灵来转化我们啊。成为他跟转化我们的心。
So in the spiritual level that we are letting Jesus to change our hearts.
耶稣就在我们的生命中开始动工。
And that he started to move us.
让我们的生命，让我们的这个心能产生出这个我们品德的一个改变。
So that our life can be changed.
所以我们有时候有些人觉得说我们做门徒只是知识上或者是知识上的传递，或者是我们行为上的修正而已。
So a lot of people say that to be a disciple is just a knowledge base, and also that is a moral choice.
那么其实真正来讲的话，我们是做门徒的核心是基督，是借着圣灵。是借着圣灵，透过神的话，还有我们一起的这个弟兄姐妹一起的一个关系。
And in reality, actually, is a spiritual revival.
那么，让我们能够深刻的转化人的这个理智和我们的情感。
And so that we our hearts and minds can be changed.
Yeah, 所以耶稣说，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我。”
So when Jesus say, "Follow me,"
我要叫你们
I will make you
得人如得鱼一样
the fishes of man.
那么这里看到第一点，我们是要跟从耶稣。
And so first, we need to follow him.
第二个，他会使我们的生命的转化。
And then he will change us.
好，我们再来看第三点。
And the third point.
得人如得鱼一样。
And to be the fishers of men.
那么这一句话告诉我们说，指我们在行动上我们要所回应了。
And this is actually a response in action.
我们头脑上、理智上、我们的心灵上，我们会改变。
And that our minds and our hearts are changed.
那么自然我们就会有行动的回应。
And then we will follow up with our actions.
那么这就会影响我们到底我们啊要做什么。
And this will affect what we will do next.
那么我们为什么来而活？
And what is the purpose for our lives?
那么所以如果我们所接受耶稣是从头脑延伸到我们的心灵。
And if we accept Jesus from our minds and then hearts,
那当然也就会帮，就会延伸到我们的双手要做什么改变。
And it will naturally extend to our actions.
所以耶稣作为耶稣门徒的一个目的。
So the purpose to become a disciple.
那么就是一个目的得救的，表示我们加入耶稣这个宣教的这个 mission。
Is to become a part of the great commission.
那么我们伸出我们的手来去爱那些世上的这个灵魂，世上痛苦的这个世界。
We are reaching out to those who are lost in this world.
所以这就是从我们的双手能够行动出来。
And so from our hands and we're reaching out and that's to putting the action forward.
我们晓得彼得和安德烈都是渔夫。
And we know that Peter and Andrew both were fishermen.
在那个时代他们可能捕鱼就是他们唯一可以做的事情，他们会做的事情。
And that was their profession. That was probably the only thing they knew how to do.
他们会把网撒到这个水里面。
And they will spread the net out.
等一会儿他们就把鱼捞上来。
And they will retrieve the nets.
那么他们可能拿到市场去卖。
And if they catch fish, and they may sell it in the market.
但是当耶稣讲了这句话之后。
And yet, after Jesus said this.
现在耶稣就要改变这一切了。
And Jesus wants to change that.
从此他们就成为得人的渔夫了。
And from that point on, they becoming the fishers of men.
也就是耶稣给他们的一个新的一个命令。
And in other words, Jesus give them a new mission.
借着他们能够参与在神的工作上面，把人带进耶稣的救恩的工作。
And through them that they would reach out to men and bring them to God.
能够活出主的使命来。
And so that they may live out the image of God.
今天我们身为耶稣的门徒也是一样。
And it's the same thing for us.
我们一样要来回应耶稣的呼召。
And we want to respond to Jesus.
当我们愿意花时间跟耶稣相处的时候。
When we are willing to spend time with Jesus.
也就是我们愿意来看神的话语。
And in other words, we are willing to study the word of God.
我们愿意来跟神来亲近。
And we're willing to be close to God.
我们愿意来操练跟神的一个祷告。
And we're willing to pray.
那么我们就可以借着这样的一个活出他的使命来。
And then through all those, and we can live out.
那么他就是因为我们愿意跟他亲近，所以我们愿意花时间，那么他的圣灵就开始在我们身上做那转变的工作。
Because we're willing to spend time on him, and he will change us.
那就使我们有了一个新的一个价值观了。
And so that we will have a new value.
也让我们看世界不再从我们原来的眼光来看。
And when we see the world, that we will not see it from our point of view.
我们就从耶稣的眼光来看这个世界。
It will be from His point of view.
也就是耶稣到底神他关心些什么事情。
And in other words, is it something that Jesus would care?
所以今天我们的价值观还是停留在我们以前，还是我们已经成为他门徒的时候，我们已经开始转化。我们已经开始用耶稣的眼光来看这个世界。
So are we still holding the same old value or the new value of Jesus?
所以我们在过去我们所还没有认识耶稣的时候，我们所想要的是什么？
And before we know Jesus, what was it that we want?
我们所想要的梦想是什么？
And what was our dream?
那么今天我们的价值观因为圣灵的工作我们开始要转变。
And today, because of the spirit, and we will have a change.
所以我们对于我们整个的人生来看，我们的价值观已经转变了。
And so our value has changed.
所以我们在各样的事情上面，我们晓得神对这件事情怎么看法。
And in all things that we need to know, how Jesus would view.
我们是不是把神放在我们家中第一位
？Yes, Jesus, in the first.
我们常常看到我们家里都有耶稣是我家之主。
And we always see the plague or something that saying that Jesus is the master of this house.
但是我们有没有真的是把他当成家里面的主呢
？Is he? Are we really treating him like he is our Lord?
还是我们做我们做的，但是耶稣他就是那个一个牌子挂在那里而已。
We're still doing our own things.
所以我们今天所看到的还是在世界上的这些事情啊，我们在努力的方向、努力的目标，还是朝世界的方向走呢？还是我们已经360转变我们的价值观
？Is our goal still follow this world, or have we changed?
所以这个第三个特征我们就可以看到我们把这个三个这个第刚才我们讲的第三个特征就是叫人要得人如得鱼一样。
So the third focus is to be fisherman of man.
那是它是一个行动上的一个呼召我们。
And this is actually should be by action.
那么当然针对我们双手我们是做什么嘛，我们要去行动做什么。
And this is something that we need to do.
这样一个层面。
And is in that level.
所以我们用我们的能力及神交在我们手中的来服侍耶稣。
So we need to do within our capability to serve Jesus.
今天我们如果是耶稣的门徒
，If we are the disciples,
我们在教会里面必然有我们的服侍
，And that we will serve in church.
可能有些人不止一个服侍哈
，And a lot of you may have one more than one duty.
我们感谢主哈
，And I thank God for that.
所以我们有些还没有服侍的
，And for those of you who have not found your service.
我们必须用我们的手来服侍神，服侍我们弟兄姐妹。
And you may start to participate.
所以我们看到耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我。”
So when Jesus say, "Follow me,"
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And I will make you, become a fisher of man.
所以我们如果把这三个特征放在一起来看
，So when we put all those three together，
我们可以发现做一个门徒啊，它的特征是什么
？And we find out characteristic of a disciple。
那么第一个就是他跟从基督
，And first we need to follow him。
这是在理智上，在头脑上我们所想
，And that is on your knowledge level。
那么被基督来改变，被基督来转化。
And then being changed by him.
是在我们心里面、心灵里面的、心上面的跟随。
And that is follow by your heart.
那么委身于基督的使命。
And then follow his command.
那么也就是说，用我们的手来服侍，有加入基督的一个使命。
And that means to serve him.
当然，我们都很清楚基督的使命，在马太福音28章所讲的基督的大使命。
And we all know what Jesus' great commission is.
这就是我们教会所要培育的人是这样子。
And this is something that we want our church to be.
我们教会需要这个变化。
And we need to have this kind of change.
我们需要这样的一个转化的过程。
And we need to have this kind of process.
如果我们只是领人归主
，If we only bring people to Lord，
我们要从这个领人归主这个部分，要转变到接触人并带领他们成为门徒。
And we need to lead them into disciples.
所以我们是要把人完完全全的能够带到耶稣基督的面前。
So we need to bring them to Jesus.
在哥罗西书1章28节所讲。
In Colossians chapter 1 says this.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
And we proclaim Jesus so that we may bring people to Jesus.
今天我们在教会的领袖。
And for the leaders in the church.
包括牧师。
Including pastor.
我们不是把人领到我们这里来。
Yes, we not only just bring them to us.
我们也不是吸引人来崇拜我们。
We are not attracting people to worship us.
这句经文告诉我们是把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
And that we bring them into Jesus Christ.
所以当我们每一个人都真的认识我们的主的时候
When we all know, truly know our God.
我们就成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And we will become his disciple.
我们就能够成就他要我们所做的。
And we will accomplish what he wants us to do.
好，我们看到在过去我也谈过这个人，叫做潘赫华这个弟兄。
And I have mentioned this person, Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, Bonhoeffer. Yeah, 他讲他做了一本书叫《追随基督》。
He has written a book titled "Follow Jesus."
那么他里面讲到什么呢？他讲到说，基督徒是轻松的基督徒。
And he said that actually to be a Christian should be a very enjoyable thing.
而且是廉价的恩典。
And it's a cheap grace.
那么这是在他这个很有名的这本书上所提到的。
And he mentioned this in his book.
那么他对这个有很大的批评。
And he has a great criticism.
他批评说我们不是只是轻松的做一个基督徒。
And he said we're not just become a Christian lightly.
神的这个恩典也不是廉价的一个恩典。
His grace is not cheap.
虽然是免费的。
Although it's free.
但是不是廉价的。
It's not cheap.
是耶稣基督付上的那个宝贵的生命的一个代价。
And this is something he gave his life for.
他指出我们要做一个基督的门徒。
And he said that if we want to become a disciple of Jesus.
我们就要放弃我们平常人在生活上所追求的事物了。
And we need to give up all the things that we are pursuing in our lives.
那么如果我们不愿意这样做的话，我们不愿意付上为了主的名来付上这些代价的话，
If we are unwilling to pay the price,
我们就要想想看，我们自己在神的面前，将来我们是不是能够站立得住了。
And we need to think how we are going to come before God.
所以这是潘赫华他所讲的。
And this is something that he wrote in his book.
我们不做门徒有没有什么要付出的代价呢？
Is there any price we need to pay if we don't want to become a disciple?
是我们需要付出代价。
Yes, we will pay a price.
你就付出内在的平安。
And that is your inner peace.
你就付出那个充满爱的生命。
And that the life that full of love.
你所碰到的事，你有那个信心。
And also, when you encounter difficulties and where your faith is.
在你跌到低谷的时候，你最气馁的时候，你还是有盼望。
And when you're in the bottom of valley and you still have hope.
你行事能够端正，而且能够抵抗邪恶的势力。
And that you will you can be upright and then you can against evil.
所以这些就是你所付出的一个代价了。
And this is the price that you have to pay.
也就是说，当你是基督的跟随者的时候
，And when you are a follower of Jesus,
你有了这些东西。
And you will have all those.
当你不愿意付出个代价成为基督的门徒
，When you do not want to pay for the price,
你就要付出这些的代价。
And you will pay for all those.
所以整个来讲的话，我们不做门徒所付上的代价。
So in general, if we are not willing to pay for the price,
也就是耶稣基督他所告诉我们的，他所应许的，我们有一个丰盛的生命。
And then we will not have abundant life.
耶稣说，我来是叫人得生命。
Jesus said, when I come is for you to have life.
而且得的更丰盛。
And to have abundantly.
今天你不愿意成为耶稣基督的门徒
If you do not want to become a disciple of Jesus,
你所付上的代价就是你失去了那个丰盛的生命
And the price is that you will not have that abundant life
圣经告诉我们，神所给我们的是不是我们眼睛从来没有看过的。
And Bible says whatever Jesus give to us is not something we can see.
耳朵从来没有听过的。
And cannot hear.
心里也没有从来没有想过。
And cannot think.
这是在天上你才有的。
And it's only that you can obtain in heaven.
所以我们做门徒是我们每一个信的人都要走的道路。
So as a disciple is something that we must go through.
是我们一定要走的一个道路。
And is a way that we have to go through.
那么并不是像我们说我们要做门徒训练了。
And it doesn't mean that we have to have a discipleship.
你参加这个门徒训练就可以了。
And if you are part of it, then you will become a disciple.
也不管你是不是热心的侍奉。
And it doesn't matter whether you serve fervently.
你是不是一个成熟的。
Or you are a mature believer.
因为刚刚信主的人，他就是基督的门徒了。
And for those once you become a believer, you are a disciple.
受洗正是开始这个信仰的生活的时候。
From the day of baptism, and you are a disciple.
他也是门徒了。
And he is a disciple.
热心学习、努力成长的人，他也是耶稣基督的门徒。
For those willing to learn and willing to grow, and he is a disciple.
所以，不论你在哪个阶段
，So it doesn't matter which stage you are in.
我们都始终是耶稣的门徒。
And we are disciples.
不论我们的灵命怎么样
，And regardless where you are spiritually.
只要我们认他为我们的主
，As long as you are deeming him as your Lord.
就是耶稣的门徒
，And you are his disciple.
所以在教会里面，我们蒙召成为门徒的人，不能够停滞不向前走。
So in the church, when we are called to be a disciple, that we cannot stand still.
那么刚才我们看到门徒的它的特征是什么
？And we can see the characteristic of a disciple.
你不论在哪个阶段，你就是耶稣基督的门徒。
And no matter where you are a disciple.
既然神呼召你成为他的儿女。
When you are called to be his child,
他成为他的门徒
，and you are his disciple,
我们就不能够停在那里不向前走
，and we cannot stand still.
我们要继续的向前成长
，and we need to move forward.
然后以至于成熟
，and to become mature. Mature.
我们要明白，我们做门徒。是叫人成长的一个生活方式。
And we need to understand that to become a disciple is to walk into maturity.
是叫我们成长的一个生活方式。
And is to help us to grow.
今天我们如果大人看了小孩子从小长大，越长越好的话，越来越高兴，对不对？越看起来不会觉得还有问题。
And when a child grow, then we will be happy for this child.
当小孩子长，他突然不长的时候会怎么样
？And once this child stop to grow, and what would that happen?
那家长会很担心，父母会很担心。
And I'm sure the parents will start to worry.
今天我们在天上的天父也是一样。
And our Father is the same way.
主耶稣他担心我们没有继续在这个属灵的成长上面来成长。
And he would worry that we stop growing.
所以我们要知道，这成长是我们一个生活的一个方式。
So we know that to grow is a way that we have to live.
我们要不停地奔向耶稣基督他那个标杆。
And we need to continually to pursue that goal.
能够学像他的样式。
And to learn from him.
我们如果停在原来的地方
，If we stop right there,
踌躇不向前。
And do not want to move forward.
我们就等于把我们是耶稣基督门徒的身份，把它给抛弃扔掉了。
And it's like we throw our identities away.
那你想多可惜的一件事情。
And that was really a pitiful thing.
也巴不得我们弟兄姐妹，我们看到耶稣在这里所告诉我们的门徒是怎么样一个特质。
And may we all see the attributes of a disciple.
我们要跟随基督。
That we need to follow Jesus.
我们要在我们内心里面开始被耶稣基督的圣灵来转变。
And that in our hearts we need to be changed.
我们要加入在耶稣基督的使命中间。
And we need to be part of that great mission.
所以你可以说，怎么样是一个门徒呢
？So what is a disciple?
也就是我们愿意跟随基督。
And that we are willing to follow Jesus.
被基督来转化。
And that be changed by.
加入基督使命的人。
And to be part of his mission.
所以我们讲门徒到底是什么？
So what is a disciple?
那么如果我们把这个马太福音四章十九节记在我们脑筋里面，
And if we can memorize this scripture,
我们就很清楚地知道它的定义是什么。
And we can know the definition of disciple.
所以不管我们是年轻的、年纪大的、年少的、年老的，我们都有一个同样一个看见。
So whether you are young or old, we have the same view.
那么是根据耶稣所讲的。
It's according to his word.
马太福音四章十九节。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19.
耶稣告诉他们说，来跟从我。
Follow me.
接下来怎么背？我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。所以这一段经文把它背起来。
So memorize this scripture.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们你自己的话语。
Father, I thank you for your word.
帮助我们能够成为跟随你的门徒。
And help us to become the people who follow you.
让我们的生命被你来转变。
That our life will be changed.
让我们能参与在你的使命中间。
That we may participate in your work.
让我们能够真的能够在大使命上面我们能够参与。
And so that we may be part of your great commission.
让这个世界能够知道你的名字。
And so that the world will know your name.
让我们一起的整个世界能够来敬拜你，来荣耀你。
So that this whole world will come to worship you and glorify you.
求你听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you, Pastor. 谢谢牧师的信息。弟兄姐妹，请翻开诗歌本第。